The original Witches Market is this weekend, January 20th to the 21st at the Bellevue Community League, and A.D. Richardson joins me to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi there.
So these happen a few times throughout the year. This is the first weekend of 2024, but I want to know, how long have you been having these markets?
So this market is in its 15th year this year, and I have been the market overlord for the last year and a half.
I love that you call yourself the overlord. Did you give yourself that name, or was it gifted upon you?
It was gifted upon me, but I just have embraced it, and it's on a mug, so it's official.
It is. 15 years. Yeah. I can't believe it's been on for that long.
And it happens every month, Saturday and Sunday, at the Bellevue Community League. Yeah, we've been there for about 2 years now at that location, and it's amazing.
I've noticed the past few times that I've gone, they get bigger and bigger almost every single time. Have you noticed that there's more interest in this in recent times?
Yes, absolutely. I think since the time of COVID, people have been more selective on where they're spending their money and have been more intentional about supporting local. And that's really shown with the attendance in our market. Also, we've just been really getting the word out there more and more and using different social media tactics and stuff like that. So now there's a lineup to get in, which is really exciting. And it's even more exciting because if you're in the lineup, then you could win a free gift bag.
Okay. Yeah. Now I was going to say, tell us about the market. Tell us about the vendors and tell us about this gift bag.
Absolutely. So again, Saturday, Sundays, we open at 11 o'clock on both days. And if you're in line, you have a chance to win a gift bag. We give 20 out per morning, and they're stocked like to the brim with stuff made from our vendors. It could be gift cards, it could be items, and it's so exciting, and people kind of fight over them a little bit, which is exciting. And during the wintertime, we have 40 vendors. And then in the summertime, we have a little bit more because we can go outside. But I mean, right now, the outside hurts my face, so we don't go outside. We have anything from candle makers, bath and body. We have people that are visual artists. We have people that sew clothing, crochet, resin, like you name it, it's there. We also have some amazing vendors that work with dead things. So you could buy pretty dead things to hang on your wall that were ethically sourced, of course. We also have a tattoo artist on site, and she's really amazing. She comes with new flash every month. She's based out of Banff. Her name is Black Star Baby Tat. And we also have a cafe there as well, Wanderlust Kitchen, and she makes the best food ever. So you can come, you can shop, you can get tattooed, you can eat some food. We also have readers available. And it's a market, but it's a community also. One thing we notice is that when people come, they stay for like a really long time. They do, you know, 3 or 4 wraparounds. They talk to vendors. They make friends. Like, it's the best time ever.
You walk around first to see what's there, and you kind of make note of things. And then you got to walk around again because then you got to go back and see if there's anything that you're actually going to get.
100%. Yeah, absolutely. I'm the same way, and I am there every weekend.
And I noticed, too, there are a lot of people that are there every weekend. And so you get to know each other and you do kind of become friendly. You're right. It is sort of a community.
Oh, 100%. When I took over the market a year and a half ago, I really wanted to make it a community. And now some of our patrons are my friends even. And I make a point of trying to remember their names. We have a woman that comes every single market and she hadn't come yet. And I messaged her and I was like, hey, are you okay? She's like, oh yeah, I'm just on vacation in Jamaica. Oh. She's like, I'm sorry I missed it. And I was like, okay, like, I just
enjoy Jamaica.
You're okay.
Once a month, the first one this weekend of the year, January 20th to the 21st at the Bellevue Community League. Where can we find out more about the market online?
Yeah, so we're on all social media platforms. We have a website, theoriginaledmontonwitchesmarket.com. Bit of a mouthful, I know. You can also find us on Facebook, same name, and Instagram. It's the original YEG Witches Market, and we post there constantly. And I am on TikTok, the original Edmonton Witches Market, again, and I try really hard on TikTok, but I mean, it's fun there too.
All right, well, we will get your links up on our website, ravenradio.ca. Thank you so much, AD.
Oh yeah, thank you.